USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The Pentagon is keeping a close eye on a Chinese surveillance balloon slowly flying over the U.S. The DOD also confirms a second similar balloon is moving across Latin America, but it's not expected to enter U.S. airspace. China claims the balloon floating over the central U.S. is used for weather research and had blown off course. The Pentagon says it poses no threat, but there is concern it may have gathered data on underground ballistic missiles in Montana and Wyoming. Freezing winds are sweeping across the northeastern United States. Officials are activating emergency plans for the potentially deadly cold. Wind chill as cold as 32 below zero will hit much of the region. Some 15 million people are under wind chill warnings. A sixth officer involved in the fatal beating death of Tyree Nichols has been fired by the department. Memphis police saying the officer violated department policy. Democrats in Iowa and New Hampshire are not happy with the party's plan to change the order of the presidential primaries next year. Here's Rich Johnson.
To those who say it's more about tourism dollars than politics, DNC Chair Jamie Harrison responds,
"If being first doesn't mean as much, why are people fighting so hard to have it?"
Harrison says some of the most loyal Democrats, blacks and Latinos,
get an opportunity, just like everybody else, to have a say in terms of determining who's going to be the most powerful person on the face of this planet.
The new plan would make South Carolina the first Democratic primary state, followed by New Hampshire, then Nevada, Georgia, and Michigan.
The Republican National Committee recently voted to keep the Iowa caucuses first, followed by New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. A fire continues to burn following a massive train derailment last night in eastern Ohio. Officials say more than 50 train cars were involved in the incident near the Pennsylvania border. It is unclear what kind of freight the train was carrying. No injuries are reported, but people have been evacuated. This is USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Ryan Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It was an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Rolls on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
The FAA is investigating after two planes apparently clipped wings at the airport in Newark, New Jersey.
FAA officials say a United plane being relocated by a tug hit another plane in the morning. That plane was a United Airlines Newark to Orlando flight, which was parked at the gate. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is proposing new federal guidelines for sugar and sodium in school lunches. If adopted, the new standards would limit added sugars and gradually reduce weekly sodium limits between now and 2029. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says children aren't getting the nutrition they need and diet-related diseases are on the rise. Republicans in the U.S. House are crying foul about the student loan debt forgiveness plan from the White House.
More than 100 House GOP lawmakers are voicing concerns with President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. On Friday, 126 Republicans filed an amicus brief to U.S. Supreme Court, in the meantime set to hear arguments in a pair of legal challenges which assert essentially the administration had no genuine authority to forgive student loan debt even when using the COVID emergency as a pretext. They also argue it's costly for states. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Netflix is backpedaling on its recently released rules for password sharing after the streaming service announced each account is for people who live together in a single household. Netflix says those rules were posted in error and does not affect the U.S. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.